You're listening to Morning Talk on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. We continue our conversation with Professor Anita Bosch, Associate Professor in the Department of Industrial Psychology and People Management at the University of Johannesburg, also lead researcher at the Women in the Workplace Research Program, and Professor Hugo Pinard, Director, Employment Practice with Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. There's an SMS here, very interesting, that says, men must also be allowed birth leave as women.
Yeah.
You want to comment?
I would like to support that. And I know the burden becomes quite heavy on employers. So as Hugo said, there always has to be this balance. But I do think that once men are invited to become bigger partners in the caring of children and babies, they will step up and take up that role, and a lot of the animosity that seems to exist in this relationship will also start transforming in a way.
And we may even raise different children.
Absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of fathers, I look at my husband and he's an excellent father. So with regards to that, I think it's a useful policy mechanism to start effecting social change for an improved society to a great extent.
And just in reality, I think a lot of companies can do more in terms of being more flexible when it comes to things like in-house and childcare facilities in companies. Are more and more companies looking at that and doing that in South Africa?
Definitely. Employers are looking to become employers of choice, create proper childcare facilities, invest in females in particular for the purpose of long-term investment in the company, and then they derive the benefits from that. If I can just come back to the previous SMS, of course, in terms of the South African law, there's only 3 days compassionate or family responsibility leaves for the father. European law, there's much more protection for fathers. And of course, the latest case dealing with the same-sex marriage may raise a different question of discrimination, where the male employer may now say that I've been discriminated against because I can only have 3 days leave as opposed to the other male employee who may have 4 months maternity leave.
Yeah. So this research has been done. The study is out there. Who should use this report and why? To what end?
It's available for free because it's really also to inform the public. So anybody that's interested in finding out, the chapter that Hugo wrote is about employment law in relation to pregnancy, and his chapter looks specifically also at other parts of the world. So for anybody that's interested in finding out about their rights and responsibilities, that's a brilliant chapter to read. The other chapters, Italia Bordinelli wrote one on how women should look at their career and make decisions on how, when to have children. So if it's in your, under your control, when is the right time to actually have children? And then we have a very interesting chapter. The last one is on menopause in the workplace. So Elizabeth Lamini and Linda Chapunza wrote that particular chapter because that's another aspect of this whole reproductive functioning of women that very often is not looked at specifically. So the report's written for the public. It's also written for human resource management practitioners to inform them in a way that is evidence-based about what it is that they can do to improve these practices, because they're usually the people that deal with the brunt of it.
Absolutely. And the contributors, how many contributors did you
have? There were five.
Five contributors. Yes. All right. And how is the report available?
It's available as a free download from the South African Board for People Practices website. So the website is www.sabpp.co.za, and it's under the research section.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much to both of you. And Professor Anita Bosch, Associate Professor in the Department of Industrial Psychology and People Management at the University of Johannesburg, lead researcher as well at the Women in the Workplace Research Program, and Professor Hugo Pinard, Director, Employment Practice with Cliff Decker Hofmeyer, also has a chapter in this research, in the study. Thank you very much. In the report. Thank you very much to both of you. It's 11 o'clock.